Hello, it's Lisa and Pete, and this is The Catch-Up.
Will Anderson joins us ahead of the Gruen show.
And also, after a judge on the Great British Bake Off accidentally tweeted the winner hours before it aired on television, we asked what surprise you ruined.
And yet another attack on innocent people going about their day. This time, New York, we speak to Seven's reporter at the scene, Amelia Brakes.
Lisa and Pete always put a bit of spring in your afternoon.
Put some spring in your home with ABC Blinds Style Up for Spring Sale. On now.
This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
Gruen is back tonight, 8:30 on the ABC. The host, Will Anderson, as always, joins us. Hello.
I assume I'm still the host. I don't know what's going on in this country anymore. We're losing politicians from our parliament every single day.
Do you have dual citizenship? You're still the host.
I don't think that I do, but who knows?
That's good enough.
To be honest, my dad lives on the road that he was born on, and his dad named the road and built the road. So I feel like I should be pretty safe, but I'm not really sure anymore. I think Sophie Monk should be our Prime Minister, and at the end of each sitting of Parliament, she hands out the citizenship papers and we see who we've got left.
We have a picture of all of them in our studio, and we cross them off as they sort of disappear from Parliament.
It really is like the game Guess Who. I mean, I think it's pretty tough when you have to resign from the Australian Parliament because you are an Australian citizen and a British citizen. Because let's be honest, you know, the head of Australia, the Queen, she is just a British citizen. She doesn't even barrack for Australia in the Ashes. So I think as long as you barrack for Australia in the Ashes, you should be fine.
Yeah, and the pool is already so shallow. I mean, why do we make it harder?
Now, mate, this week on Gruen, in fact, tonight, we're going to uncork the marketing successes and failures of the $6 billion industry that is Australian wine.
Yeah, absolutely. This is, everybody says the ABC are Chardonnay sipping socialists, but tonight we look at the entire wine industry, and it's absolutely fascinating because there's rare brands like and categories where you go in and you can be faced with the idea that there might be 3,000 to 6,000 choices for you in what you can buy. So how do you differentiate between them? There is a lot of psychology when it comes to wine because often you're actually buying the same wine. You know, the vineyard will put the same wine into different bottles with different labels at different prices. And really what you're drinking at the end of the day is not so much the wine, you're drinking the marketing. So you choose a different wine when you're going out to dinner with friends than you might be when you're sitting home alone, you know, drinking by yourself. Okay, that's more an insight into my life. But the idea is the psychology is there. And the idea is often it's on the label. Often they have these hand-drawn labels with dogs or hills or, I guess, artisanal-sounding names. Mm. But 40% of the Australian wine industry is controlled by four big companies. And like pretty much everything in Australian retail, if you go back far enough, you'll discover that mostly everything is owned by either Coles or Woolies.
Wow. That puts a whole new slant on it, doesn't it? Now, a pitch to convince potential parents not to have kids.
I mean, we're always having debates about immigration, and I always say, you don't have to close the borders if you convince people to close their legs. So I think that's what we're trying to do on the show tonight. We're trying to get two agencies to convince people that it's okay to never have children. And I will say this, two of the best made ads that we have ever had on the show. They both came back with these brilliantly beautiful looking ads and executions of their ideas.
Mate, the latest push against piracy, what's the best way to deter viewers from illegal downloading?
Well, here's the problem. It turns out the fastest growing area of piracy in Australia is 12 and 13 year olds. Apparently young kids are the ones who are stealing stuff from the internet, but the anti-piracy mob have just put out a new commercial starring Brian Brown. Now, Brian Brown is a great Australian actor, there's no doubt about it, but I'm not sure that he's appealing to your 12 and 13-year-old demographic. In fact, I'm going to go a step further and say if Brian Brown is your favourite actor, you do not know how to download a television show legally or illegally.
All right, mate. We will see more from you tonight, 8:30 on the ABC. Gruen, thanks as always, Will. We'll catch you next week.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Great British Bake Off. There's been a naughty no-no that's happened with the Great British Bake Off.
Look, I didn't, after Sue and, what was the other one's name? Sue Perkins and Mel quit the show. I didn't think I'd want to watch this anymore. And then they gave us Noel Fielding, and I love Noel Fielding. Just a little aside.
Thanks for filling us in.
Yes.
Judge on the Great...
You've lost your train of thought.
I have lost my train of thought. A judge on the Great British Bake Off.
Mm.
Popular television cooking competition in the UK.
Starring Noel Fielding.
has actually revealed the winner hours before the final episode was scheduled to air there.
Whoopsie.
And, I mean, we're talking the British.
Yes.
And we're talking baking. So
yes.
People are losing their minds right now.
Yes, we're talking names like Prue and Mary Berry. Well, Prue Leith replaced the very popular Mary Berry, and she is the one that posted the name of the winner on her Twitter feed because she just, well, you know, she didn't get it yet. Just, Mary Berry would never have done that.
No, she wouldn't have.
Never.
Just cause. Hashtag just cause. We want to know, 13:33:53, what surprise did you ruin?
You asked me a moment ago if I had a story.
Yeah.
And I ummed and I ahed and I over. No, haven't got one because people don't tell me things because I can sadly accidentally, in my excitement, let it out.
I know, and
this
I should know
that. I don't know the secret sound.
For you, none of us know the secret sound.
No.
I've been working with you for 2.5 years now. I should have known that. A little while ago, this was when my brother's daughter was born, his first daughter. And we knew at the time, because Liz was still pregnant, that we were having a daughter as well.
Yeah. Right?
And then everybody else knew that we were having a daughter, but they kept...
So you wouldn't even tell me Liz was having a baby. we're having one.
they kept the sex of their child a secret.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've gone into the hospital the night, into the waiting room that she was born. And his brother-in-law has
gone... She was born in a waiting room? That's a bit unfortunate.
Well, no, you know, couldn't wait, ironically enough. Mm-hmm. He's gone, oh, you guys are having a baby girl as well, aren't you? And we've gone, what? And he's gone, what? And then he told, he let us off. He let us know. So there you go. Big surprise ruined. Yeah,
wow.
Terrible. Mm. What surprise did you ruin? This off
premature
the back of...
Premature tweet.
The premie tweet from Prue Leith. Lise? Who, now, you watch this show, so
I've seen it, yes. The Great British Bake Off.
Mm.
Well, it's you know, one of those shows, but with cake.
Yeah.
And it was
pretty good, doesn't it?
It was hosted and judged by the delightful Mary Berry and hosted by a couple of comedians in the UK, Mel and Sue Perkins. They were very good. They all left, all the originals left. And so there's only one guy who, Paul Hollywood, I think he's the only co-host who's still with them. So it's been, a baptism of fire for Prue Leith, who's one of the hosts now, and she kind of stuck her foot in it.
Yeah, she tweeted the winner hours before the winner appeared. Mm. Okay, so there you go.
Ruined it. Ruined the surprise.
Claire in Kalamunda, did you ruin a surprise?
Yep, I did. I ruined my own birthday present.
Oh, ooh. How did you do that?
I tried to get a photo off my mum's phone and it opened onto a conversation between her and my dad and there was a photo of the Labrador puppy that they were getting me the next day and I couldn't hide it, so I had to go and tell them that I ruined my own birthday present.
Because you couldn't just pretend to be nonchalant about that for the next 24 hours until you got your
so
puppy.
Disappointed.
But not when you got your puppy, you weren't.
Yeah, she's a great dog now. She's about 5 years old.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
As long as, you know, it was a good surprise.
Yeah, you imagine it was a bad surprise? Yeah.
Oh, no, that was the best one.
Oh, nice. All right, there you go. Thanks, Claire. Andre in Rockingham.
Did you ruin a surprise?
Yeah.
How are you? I ruined my best friend's 40th birthday.
Was it a surprise party?
It was a surprise party.
Oh.
So her husband in Switzerland had organised flights for her to fly out here in Australia and...
Oh.
We were supposed to, you know, do the whole surprise thing, but I kind of let slip because I declined the Facebook invite and then rang her up and said, oh, my God, I've, like, done this. What's happening?
Oh, no. Oh,
I know nothing. And so when she got to the party, she had to do the, oh, my God, this is amazing.
I can't believe this.
This is so fantastic.
Oh, no. So essentially it was like your birthday. You got the gift because...
Yeah, mum's the word.
So she let you off the hook.
Yeah.
Oh, rough. Thanks, Andre. One more here. Alicia in Forestfield, you ruined the surprise. What was it?
I ruined an engagement.
Whose?
Actually, it wasn't anything to do with me or anybody I knew. I actually worked in the jewellery store.
Oh!
Bride-to-be who was about to become a bride who did not know.
Oh, no.
So how does that happen? What, were you making a phone call to the husband-to-be or like, how did you end up ruining the surprise?
It was actually, wasn't my customer. It was one of my colleague's customers and they told me that
the ring's ready.
People were about to come in.
Yes.
And he was actually going to do the proposal in the store.
Oh.
which is, believe it or not, something quite common.
Yeah.
But she came in first. He was still parking the car and said hello, asked her name, knew obviously her name, but I didn't know that she didn't know about the engagement yet because I wasn't told. So got said congratulations, went to get out the ring. She was looking at me like I was a crazy person. As I had the box in my hand, he walked in.
Then
by that time, one of my colleagues had come out and tried to stop the whole thing, but it was obviously a little bit ruined.
And then it just became a comedy of errors. Wow.
Did
she say yes?
Yes. Oh, good.
All worked out in the end. That's fine. Thanks, Alicia.
See ya.
A truck has ploughed into pedestrians on a bike path in Lower Manhattan in New York City in the last 24 hours. For more on this from the crash site now, Amelia Brace, our 7 News US correspondent, joins us. Hi, Amelia.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Amelia. Thanks for joining us. What time, being Halloween in a very busy time, of course, in the major cities of the US, what time of the day did this happen?
It was just after 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It was actually just outside a primary school. So you can imagine at that time of day, that was effectively pick-up time. So there were quite a lot of parents and kids around when this happened. The actual bike path itself is always busy. It's been described to me tonight as the busiest bike path in America. It's quite well known by locals here and people all over Manhattan. And today was really a beautiful day in New York. It was quite sunny. It's absolutely freezing now, but this afternoon it really wasn't that bad. So a lot of people were out and about. As you said, it was Halloween. There were people already out trick-or-treating and people walking around in their costumes when this happened. So really, a really horrific scene.
Amelia, can you confirm for us how many people have been killed and how many people are currently injured?
So 8 people have been killed and 11 remain in hospital. And also the suspect himself is in hospital, so 12 people in hospital in total. It's believed that of all those people, none of them have life-threatening injuries, but many have serious injuries.
Right. Now, of course, the suspect has been identified as a 29-year-old Uzbekistan national, and he himself has said this was an act of terror. This was ISIS-inspired, didn't he?
Police found a note in that truck. You've probably seen the images from the street that I'm looking at now of that truck in the middle of the road and those bikes just strewn everywhere. Police allege that in that truck they found a note in which this man purported to be acting on behalf of Islamic State. So that's obviously now the centre of this investigation. It's believed that they did speak to this man in the hospital before he went into surgery, but it's not clear whether any sort of confession or any sort of clear motive was gained during that conversation. So we are expecting to hear more from police this morning. It's about 4 a.m. now in New York. I'm just watching as local media is starting to set up for the morning media cycle, and the police are here. So you'd expect we'll probably get another briefing pretty soon.
Amelia, are we yet to hear from the U.S. president on this?
Yeah, Donald Trump was actually really quick to respond, which he so often is. He was actually criticized for coming out very strongly and basically labeling this as terrorism, despite the fact that is what it appears to be. There was a lot of criticism, of course, after the Vegas shooting because the president wouldn't label that terrorism. So people saying it only took him 5 minutes to say something about this attack, but still nothing a month later about Vegas. He basically said that this is the reason that we need his strict borders and his extreme vetting, as he calls it. And he said that he's instructed the Department of Homeland Security to increase vetting on the borders, saying that this is not the time for political correctness. It actually took 3 separate tweets before he offered his thoughts and prayers to the families of the victims, which is usually where we see presidents start when their comforter-in-chief, as they're often referred to over here. So Donald Trump going about it in his own way, as he normally does.
In his usual tweeting manner, yeah. And, of course, the police have said there, and authorities have said there's no ongoing threat or evidence of a wider plot. This was seems to be the actions of a lone attacker. What is the vibe like in New York when you're a couple of blocks away from the Trade Center and this sort of thing happens? Do they start to get, you know, sort of like not used to it but less horrified as they may be?
I don't necessarily think so. It is really eerie. As I'm speaking to you, I'm looking up at the building that's replaced the World Trade Center. It's not far at all. This is literally in the shadow of it. But I guess it has been 16 years, and this is now the second most deadly terrorist attack to happen in New York, the most deadly since September 11th. So if you think about that, that's quite a long time.
It is, yeah.
has been a very safe city in terms of terrorism. It's considered the most protected city on earth due to it being synonymous with freedom and democracy, and for that reason being considered such a big target for terrorists. But tonight was really quite amazing. There was an increased police presence around. But this is also just a few blocks from the famous Halloween parade that goes right through the middle of New York. Mm-hmm. And from what I could see, people weren't staying home. There were plenty of people out in force. There were people taking their kids trick-or-treating. And the message from all of them was just that this won't stop us. People have tried this before. They've tried to stop us as New Yorkers before, and they didn't succeed then, and they won't succeed now. So very, very resilient people here, very patriotic and proud.
All right.
All right, Amelia, thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your time, Amelia.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. Lisa and Pete always put a bit of spring in your afternoon. Put some spring in your home with ABC Blinds Style Up for Spring Sale. On now.